Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and important news you need to know. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. While so-called experts proclaim that gold's price is destined to fall from current levels, actual market activity signals that demand for physical gold is overwhelming available supplies. In the first 5 months of 2012, at least 10 million ounces of gold was imported into China. This exceeds one-third of worldwide newly mined supplies during that time. Actual imports are almost certainly higher, as the Chinese government normally doesn't report all the gold it adds to reserves until several years later. Demand in China is so strong that its government is establishing new venues through which citizens can acquire gold. By the end of August, at least one new exchange should open to allow greater access. To give you some idea of the size of Chinese gold demand, there was a recent report of a nearly $60 billion fraud perpetrated on Chinese investors who thought they were purchasing gold futures contracts. The size of this fraud is on the scale of Bernie Madoff's in 2008, which made headlines for years. However, this Chinese scandal has been only lightly reported by the U.S. media. The scandal will no doubt spur more Chinese to demand physical gold in the future. At current prices, the size of the fraud represents about 37 million ounces of gold, more than a half year of worldwide mining production. There has also been constant demand from the Middle East. With lulls, there has also been strong demand from India. Russia's central bank has also been a continuing buyer. By the way, these buyers are having such difficulty procuring physical gold that they are also aggressively buying silver as well. Add to this the higher demand for physical gold by other central banks from developing and third world nations. Further, U.S. and international bank regulators are in the process of allowing gold to be treated as top-level capital assets, which is guaranteed to add a huge demand for physical gold. As demand is growing, supplies are dwindling. There is a growing stream of reports that allocated gold in storage has not been available for delivery to the owners upon request. There are also claims that gold placed in unallocated storage has been removed to make physical deliveries to other parties. To the extent that customer property is being taken without their consent, that is a clear signal that it is time to close investments in precious metals exchange-traded funds and replace them with physical metals. Also, anyone who has precious metals in unallocated or allocated storage should consider taking delivery, sooner rather than later. As the shortage of physical gold and silver grows, look for much higher prices in the not-too-distant future. That's it for now. Tune in again Wednesdays and Fridays for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.